Ready to prioritize yourself? Your skin is a great place to start. Dime Beauty, founded by a master esthetician, is more than just a skincare company. With four skin-conscious categories, skincare, beauty, body care, and fragrance, Dime offers simple, spa-worthy products that will help bring your glow back. Whether you're revitalizing your regimen with nourishing products or building one from scratch, Dime makes it easy. The Work System, our all-in-one best-selling routine, includes a cleanser of your choice, toner, serums, and moisturizers, taking the guesswork out of skincare for your healthiest, happiest skin yet. Dime's commitment to clean ingredients and sustainable packaging ensures every product is as gentle on your skin as it is on the planet. With thousands of glowing 5-star reviews and a loyal community, the results speak for themselves. Revive your skin and give yourself the routine refresh you deserve by visiting dimebeautyco.com. That's dimebeautyco.com. Your best skin awaits.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We have to help a couple out who's got some sort of issue. I know nothing about it. So, T-Hack, what is happening?
We have a lovely couple today.
Wait, do we normally sing the song first?
I think we do,
I'm just
yeah.
Like, oh. All right, well, that's...
me.
We'll get this side and that side, we'll get them straight. It's the Slacker Show's great mate debate.
Okay,
yeah,
I already
just there.
Yeah, she's almost there. We have to burn her a CD of these.
No, you haven't.
So we got it.
Now
she
that's
ready.
What I call slacker.
What's the what's one?
We have still a lovely couple today, Sophie and Ethan, and they have a disagreement about the next step of their relationship.
Oh.
Well, they're having a disagreement about it. So I don't know how sweet it is.
Sophie, it looks like, won the toss, so she gets to go first. Sophie?
Yay.
Yay.
What's going on?
Okay, so my boyfriend and I were having dinner last week, and he asked me to move in with him.
Okay, congratulations.
Yes, huge step. I'm super excited. But there is a little hiccup there. He wants me to move into his current apartment with his current roommate.
Oh.
So you'd be living with two boys?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And what's your living situation now?
Well, currently I live with another roommate, but I was thinking when he said move in that we would go find our own place mm-hmm. of just us.
Absolutely. Okay. 100% that's what that means.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Let me try this. Will you move in with me? That's what he said, right?
Are you asking
yeah.
me?
Yes.
I'm okay, actually.
Thank okay.
you.
But like he said, will you?
Me.
Okay.
It's me.
Will you move in with me?
Yes.
Okay. What do you think that means, T-Hack?
Wait, or did he say, wing. Let's move in together?
Yeah, Sophie. It was definitely like a discussion, and we're talking about, you know, leases being up, where we're at in our relationship, and like, we should move in together.
Did he say, will you?
We should
Sophie?
Move in together.
Sophie? Like, Ethan, are you there?
Hi.
Did you say...
What was the phrasing?
What, did you say move in together or move in with me?
You know, I'm pretty sure that I said, will you move in with me?
But also, with me is incorrect. It would be with us because he has a roommate.
No. Move in with me. Yeah. You're moving into my room. You're not moving in to the common area. We're not.
We would be using the common area. We would all be utilizing the common area. It's called a common area.
Yeah. And, you know, in this economy, we got to share things a little. It's not forever. It wouldn't be forever. And we already talked about this. We would be.
Well, okay, by we already talked about this, you mean you and Tyler talked about this. You didn't talk about this with me.
No.
Tyler.
Okay. So you were excited.
Is it roommate, Tyler?
Yeah. I have to assume so. Do you live with them?
No, I do not.
Tyler is my roommate. Yeah.
Okay. I don't want to say this because girls, you do this all the time.
Girls, you do this all the time because
you hear what you want to hear.
No, we have expectations and we prefer for them to be met.
Yeah.
Another way to say that is you hear what you want to hear.
We are adults. This makes sense. Moving in together in a separate place with just us, that's what makes sense. We're not in college.
Yeah, how old are you guys? I actually think that is a factor here. Don't
we're
groan
like 28.
At me, soccer. You're 28?
Roommate's still possibilities.
We're murky at 28.
All I want to say, okay, 303-222-5423, call or text, pick a side. You don't get it, but like, it you want to pay, what's the difference between 25 and 33? 8% more in, no, 50 what? And 33, it's more, 17% more. Yeah,
right.
Like, you either have to pay half the rent, or 33% of the rent. This Tyler boy will be helping you out.
Wait, they wouldn't be paying 30.
It's like,
yeah, okay, 33. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry to make it an equation. Yeah, you'll be paying considerably more if you go find a new place.
Depending on where we live, and also I'll be paying considerably more emotionally taking care of these extra boys.
Okay.
Well.
Ethan, like, why did you think this would be okay? Like, is it just because of the money, or?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Because Tyler's fine. He's a sweet boy. He will be a lovely roommate.
Babe, even you call Tyler a boy.
Well, he
You don't
is.
Call Tyler a guy or a man. You call him a boy.
He's 28 years old. He probably is a boy.
Well, and I think there's another thing of it's an apartment. If it were a house, I'd be down for some extra roommates. But an apartment? There's limited. There's more. I don't know.
Big apartments.
Aaron makes a good point.
It's just a phase. It's a transferring phase.
It's never just a phase.
A transition. That's what transition period.
Yeah. I think it's
period.
Time to phase out of Tyler.
Okay.
And phase into living with just me.
So maybe the radio station can front us the money.
We cannot.
Oh boy.
We cannot.
You've called the wrong place.
Is this not, ladies? Isn't this sweet? He's like, look, I can't give you everything you want, but what I can give you is this small step. And that's, I'll give you my heart and this small step. And believe
in me. Are you Tyler, the roommate?
Stay with me.
Yeah.
We can grind it out together, and then I'll give you everything you want.
Yeah.
Isn't that romantic?
But can they afford, like,
isn't that sweet?
How far off is marriage? If it was me, I wouldn't want to be getting engaged.
You do not ask a couple who's on Great Mate to be how far. Like, that's
okay,
so...
Okay, well, I'm sorry.
You don't do
but
that.
I'm just saying, if it was me, I would not want to be getting engaged while living in a home with another person.
Great. It's just well, like, we will wait then. And then we don't have to kick Tyler out on, you know, we'll give Tyler a little time to find a roommate.
We're not kicking Tyler out. We're kicking you out and me out, and then we'll be in our own place.
And then
Tyler's high and dry.
Tyler.
Yeah.
Okay, then wait 4 months and let Tyler figure it out.
Do you want to live with me now?
Yeah, I'm happy to wait.
Oh.
That feels weird. That feels weird.
Sometimes you need time to make the transition.
No, you don't. If you love me,
happy
you want
to wait
now.
For Tyler to find a different roommate.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Guys, hang on tight. Don't move. We're going to get you a jury here. So, I'm sorry. Like, she tries to make the case of the wording. Like, that's just a misunderstanding. He never said He never said.
We don't know what he said.
He said what he said. So you're calling him a liar?
No, he said he wasn't even sure. Remember.
He said, I think I said.
Did he say he wasn't sure?
He said, I think I said.
Once again, you heard what you wanted to hear. I'm going to go find it. And like,
please.
Okay. Sophie deserves to not be living with two boys.
There's nothing wrong with it. You still go to bed with your man.
And then there's someone sharing a wall with you.
No, that's not the way apartments lay out.
Well, and Ethan's trying to make it work.
I know. When T-Hack gave him his...
He wants,
I fell for that.
It's the next step.
My love is all I have to give to you.
Get and more then.
Bro, I will move in with you right now. If you say that one more time out loud.
You got to make the eyes big when you do it.
All right, so Ethan has asked her to move in, but she's got more things she needs than that.
You're the
worst. An empty apartment? Wow.
Never good enough.
Never. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, so we're in the middle of a great mate debate between Sophie and Ethan, who were supposed to move in together.
Well, they were talking about it.
He asked her to move in with him.
He asked her something.
He asked her to move in with him.
We don't know what he asked her.
And Sophie doesn't like it because what he meant was move in with me and my roommate.
But she thought it was move in together in a new place.
No, okay.
But the roommate sounds like a great guy.
His name's Tyler. And
can I just say this?
I rest my case.
Sounds great.
So I remember going through this with, like, has anybody moved in with a boy before? Yeah, Eric has. Okay. Did they do it big? Cause I like
do it big.
Did they? So here's what happened. One day, like she was always just coming to my house and she'd bring a duffel bag and then she'd like leave stuff under the counter or whatever. And then just one day, like she was in my apartment. I was like, oh, I made you a key, and I handed her a key, and she was like, what are you?
Yeah, that's so sweet. But did
no,
that
she was
mean...
like, it should have been in a box or have a ribbon on it. She was like, you have to ask me to move in.
No.
Mm-mm.
What do you
that's
mean?
Weird.
Like, she
it's
was
a
mad.
Conversation. It's a joint decision and you converse about it. Me and my fiance, back when we were newly dating, at like 2 months, we decided when my lease was up in an apartment.
2 months?
We knew we were going to get married within probably 2 months.
Oh, wow. You guys were just desperate, huh?
So.
Wow.
What's it like to not be in love, Slacker?
I don't know. I do know.
Yeah. But it was just a conversation. There was no big to do. And then I got a key to his place right then and there.
So if he just handed you the key, it was nice, right?
I think he did just hand me the key.
But in your scenario, you're just handing her a key. You're not really saying move in. You're just going, hey, you come and go a lot. So here you go.
But she was moved in.
You don't have to wake me up anymore.
There were tampons in my house. You live there.
No, I wouldn't say I lived at Dane's place before because my products were there.
Wait, why was I able to say the word and you couldn't?
Yeah, that's
it just
really
felt really aggressive coming from me.
It's more aggressive. Okay. Anyway, Sophie, Ethan, we have some jury members here. I'm not sure we're going to get an actual answer for you, but let's start with AJ.
Yai.
Good luck landing the shuttle there. What? Whose side are you on?
I didn't get the name, but I'm on the boyfriend's side.
Of course.
There's a couple of reasons why. The first is the economy is absolutely crazy.
Yes.
Second, you can't leave Tyler high and dry. He needs some time to be able to figure out his money situation, too, in either way.
Yep.
And third, you guys need to live together a little bit before you go any further. And I got to be honest, the comment of I'm fine waiting was kind of scary to me. We got to make sure that we are compatible in every way, and that includes my buddy.
Are you in this relationship?
AJ, are you really Tyler? You got me. I get. It's like, if you, I know it's weird, but it's like, I love you and I want to live with you and I don't want to wait. And so can we just move in now and then we'll figure it out?
Already basically living together.
Are they?
Are they?
Is she over every day? Because if she does basically live there, it kind of makes sense for her to pay a little rent. And
vice versa. Maybe he also goes to her place.
Two girls.
So many candles.
So clean.
You guys are so dumb. Thank you for the call, Tyler or AJ, whatever
your name is. Tyler. That was Tyler.
He's like, you shouldn't leave me. I mean, Tyler. Hey, I enjoy. Dave?
Guy.
Yeah. Guy. Whose side are you on?
I'm on her side.
Yeah, let's go.
That's not, you guys, that's not how great mate debate. Yeah. You
know, men are dumb. Don't listen to him.
No, what's going on? Why, Dave?
Yeah, why?
Okay, when me and my wife first started, when we first got together, we lived with roommates. And if we didn't kick the roommates out, we wouldn't be married today. We've been married 19 years, three beautiful kids. Roommates are not the way to go in a relationship, no matter how good a friend you are.
Just at the front? Just for a little bit?
You've already done that. That's what they're doing right now. It's the time for the next step.
When we kicked our roommates out, we said no more. Absolutely no more roommates. So,
and it's not like they're saying you have to pack up and leave tomorrow.
Rent was much cheaper 19 years ago.
And I get that.
Chill.
At the end of the day, your relationship is worth more than what you're paying rent.
Love is priceless. Except if you're slacker and the divorces are very expensive.
That's true.
Well, the courts see it a different way.
Okay, can I ask people who are staring at text right now, or either anybody looking? I know Erica can't see them, but like,
still no access.
Like, it's the phones are down the middle. Where are texts? Because we need an answer. Is she moving in with Tyler, or is she?
I would say most people are on her side. Saying he's a cheap boyfriend, he wants his girlfriend and his friend, but they need privacy.
Let me check in with TAC, because I think you're just reading the texts that are on the side that you agree with.
No, she's right. Most of them are saying it's not like a real step. You know, it's kind of a...
It's still a step? Like,
he's testing the waters. You have to go all in.
That is all in. She's in there now. That's all
in. No, it's not. It's you still have your place, I still have my place, we have roommates.
Ethan's trying to be sweet and romantic, and that just doesn't cut it these days.
Here he goes again.
You've been
here goes T-Hack.
Love you so much.
Trying to get slacker in with him.
Ethan, it looks like you're either kicking Tyler or you're going to have to wait. What are you going to do?
Billy, I think we should maybe see about Tyler finding a place sooner than later.
Aww.
Aww. Casey, now I love Ethan again.
Tyler's on the other line, though. The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. I haven't.
No. What?
I haven't listened to it, so
okay,
I don't
want
to.
It's time for News or Nope.
Yep.
We sing the theme that half the listeners love and 90% hate.
Well,
I'm bad at
math.
Doesn't
add up.
303-222-5423. Feel free to text in. Mm-hmm. And tell us if you love or hate the song. Yesterday, we tried having the girls go low and the guys go high.
Very bad.
Very bad. So we're going back to the old way?
I guess.
Yeah.
News. News.
No.
Yeah, that's better.
No.
Get it together.
News.
No.
News.
No.
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or nope.
Which way do you like it better? Girls low.
Can I vote?
No.
I preferred it when we all sang it together.
No.
I do not like the sound of my own voice singing that.
Come on. It's got Queen vibes to it right now. Where it's like, Scaramouche, Scaramouche.
I think that Aaron and I sound unwell.
No.
It's not that you are a bad singer. It's just like there's something missing in the...
No. Listen back.
T-Hack agrees.
Listen back.
I can see it on his face.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what?
Oh, he's got his headphones in.
His in-ears.
All right, well, that's the News or Nope theme, so now it's time for News or Nope.
Good evening.
Good evening.
For moviegoers like myself, great news. AMC is introducing a 50% discount on Wednesday movie tickets. Let's go!
You're going to go to movies every Wednesday? Who's got the time?
Oh my gosh, I love the theater. I love the theater.
I hate the theater.
Really?
I just, when COVID hit and we just kind of almost killed them, please don't be mad at me, texters, but like, there's something about watching a movie at your house, then it's like, somebody's got to pee, you can pause. Like, you don't have to get on that, what's that site where it's like...
Oh, there's an app.
An app to do what?
It tells you the best time to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, it's like if you're watching John Wick, wait until the third fight scene. As soon as it's over, there's a whole bunch of monologuing and you go pee. It tells you exactly really? When to go pee. Yes.
But then you don't get the ices or the slurpees, the popcorn.
The
like
theater pop.
Yeah.
And popcorn. I agree. There's some about walking into the theater. The screen looks different because it's obviously a projector. The sound is like rattling your bones. It's like you don't
have
that.
Brother, just buy a good sound system for your house. That's what I did.
Okay. Not all of us are rich.
No.
And,
there's guys when you're at the grocery store, they pull up in a van. They're like, my boss said I got to unload these. And you're like, you just buy it.
Yeah. And you did that. And what was it?
It was a box of rocks. But it's, I only got scammed one time. The next time they showed me the inside. It was real. I didn't buy it, but it was a real speaker.
I always get
and then
the
they gave you the box of rocks.
They did. That's like, okay. All right. So, but no.
So
my
many questions on
watch
that,
a movie but... at my house. We all watched, this was before Erica.
Yeah.
We all, everybody came to my house and watched Princess Bride because a bunch of moron. Oh my God, you probably haven't seen it either.
I haven't.
Oh!
Yes.
I'm not a movie girl.
Was watching the movie. I know you guys didn't like the movie, but was watching the movie at my house fun?
Yeah.
It was. Mm-hmm. Yeah. More and for the service.
Yeah. That's the thing about the theater is you get a group of people and you go together. It's so fun.
You're off your phones, which is nice.
Yeah.
But I also hate the theater.
Do you like the ones that you can like order drinks and stuff?
Yeah.
That they come to
like
you?
Like the Alamo?
Yeah. They always scare me.
Oh, I've never been to Alamo.
They scare you?
Oh my gosh. That's my preferred
one. Because you're
just
watching the movie, then all of a sudden it's just like, can I get you another drink? Because it's right in your face. And you're like,
yeah.
You see them walking.
No, it's
not that dark.
I'm into the movie.
No, but movie tavern, you're by it, I think. It's in Aurora, the movie tavern. Like you have a button. You like a boop, and then they come and they have like food.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Like bar food. Like good bar food.
I would like that.
And you
that.
Have Alamo a little swivel. Amazing.
Yeah, I think it's called the Aurora Movie Tavern or something. All right, well, enough about that. Let's move on with news or nope.
Good evening.
Good evening.
This is not a fun story, but I do have to tell everyone.
Okay.
On Monday, Denver Air Traffic Control briefly lost communication with all the planes. There were 20 pilots in the sky approaching Denver, and that for 90 seconds, they had no communication with the ground. No one was hurt.
What?
Everything's okay. This just recently happened in New Jersey, I think. So this is happening.
Do we think it was a hack?
Or it's like an update, you know?
What?
Windows
95 was like,
we have that here. The Java update.
Yeah.
They're like, don't touch that.
It does say the FAA said controllers used another frequency to relay instruction to pilots. So the frequency they all are normally on went out and they popped onto another one and were able to talk to them. But it's not great. I already have a fear of flying.
Oh, man, that's not going to make it good for
me. No, it's not going to make it good. So anyway, I just wanted to let you all know. Sorry.
Okay.
I kind of have the fear of flying, but you just get over it because I just think if you're going to, if it's your time, it's your time. But like have you watched any Benny Blanco stuff? That dude will not fly.
He does not fly.
He will not fly. Hmm. So it's like, he's going to help Ed Sheeran do something in England, right?
I think,
And they got on a boat.
No, they
got
didn't.
On, they got on like the Queen Mary or whatever and like went across. Yeah, there was like, okay, well, we're going to be on this boat. It's like Ed Sheeran and Benny Blanco writing songs. And
they like wrote an album. Oh, he does not fly.
Benny Blanco does not fly. And if he hears this, he'll never go back.
To visit his fiance, Selena Gomez, when she's in New York, he drives.
100%. He drives across the country.
It's like you're in high school visiting your college girlfriend.
Dude. But I mean,
that's wild. Insane to me.
Is it when the pilots can't hear the FAA? Is
I feel like I'm also more likely to die on a ship going across the ocean.
Facts.
But...
or like in a car accident driving from California to New York.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right. Well, thank you.
Yeah. Positive
for giving
news.
Everyone anxiety.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Father's Day is coming up. I know we just passed.
What are you doing?
Yeah, Slacker. We don't have to worry about it.
Oh.
Sorry. Dead Dad Club.
That was so dark.
That wraps up our newscast.
Oh my God, Aaron. It's so soon. Oh my God. Oh.
What okay, was
do you have anything else to say about it?
Father's Day spending projected to be up or down this year?
Down.
In this room is down.
Oh my gosh.
Aaron.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I need to take this time to be very selfish.
Oh my God, we know you're engaged. God.
There we go. I was waiting for that from Slacker, but hey. I'll take it from Aaron.
It was just weird. Okay.
For once in my life, this has nothing to do with my wedding.
Okay.
I need all of you to help me feel better and tell me that what I did today was not horrible.
Okay.
I don't like that.
Oh, okay.
I don't like what you're doing because it's the thing that people do when they come and go, I'm going to tell you something, but promise you won't be offended. And it's like, I can't do that.
Oh, I didn't do anything bad to you guys.
Okay, then we're fine. Yeah, go. if you murdered somebody else, I don't care.
Right.
Yeah, it's fine.
I was standing in my bathroom getting ready for work. Oh, I was going to be early. It was so great. Bing. I get an email. What would you call Allison? Is she our boss?
She's our GSM.
GSM DOS.
All right. Yeah.
She's the boss of the salespeople.
Yeah. Right. Important here. Yes.
I would call her a boss.
She is a boss.
She's a boss.
And right. She might be listening. Oh. So.
Well, I mean, I think she's just about the best damn person I've ever met.
Okay.
I think she's awesome.
She is the best.
Well, she is awesome, except that her email said, I'm sitting behind the half wall whenever you walk in.
What?
And I'm standing in my bathroom and I'm like, I am currently blowing her off for lunch.
Wait, I thought you had lunch tomorrow.
I thought I had lunch tomorrow.
You told us all it was tomorrow.
I thought it was tomorrow.
You colossal dumbass.
I know. I'm so stupid. And I
Oh
do
my
not,
God, Erica, she's like the director I of know. Sales general.
I'm not the kind of person who misses meetings.
So you
what I'm
dumbass.
Asking is like, what are worse places to be late to? Because your first ever meeting with someone
like
this
she's
important.
A big deal.
I had to call her and be like, I'm running out the door. I'll be there in 15, but it took me 20. It was horrible.
Oh my God.
But you were able to like pull yourself together and
I luckily was dressed and my makeup was done.
Nice.
So I had to throw shoes on, throw the dog in the crate and get out.
Oh my God. What?
But like there's worse places to be late to, right? Like a wedding. Don't know if you've heard, but
no,
I'm having one.
No.
Are you though? Because we haven't read the confirmation.
That's true. I don't have a contract signed.
Can
so.
We do a day where we just read angry texts about Erica
sure.
and her wedding? Because that is.
Is there a lot of them?
We don't give her. By the way, 303-222-5423. Text whatever you want because she doesn't have access yet.
Yeah,
she can't read them yet.
It's probably because I showed up late to a very important
Oh my
lunch.
God. So did you, like you made it?
We made it. It made me almost late for work, but it was just.
How did you get it wrong?
I'm a steel trap. So here's the thing. We were supposed to meet last Friday for lunch. Then we had to reschedule Thursday, and I just didn't even
add
the calendar invite. So, come on, there's got to be a worse place to be late to.
There is literally, like, she controls your destiny here at the radio station.
Okay.
Like, when it comes to...
We had a really nice lunch.
Yeah, you're, like...
Okay, but
it was.
It'd be so much worse to be late to a funeral.
Where did you go? No, I mean, I can't think of a place.
Parent-teacher conference.
Oh.
Did you do that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You were late?
Yeah, it happened.
And it was awful, right?
It's very embarrassing, yeah. Because you're like, we're the good parents. So I guess we're not.
I thought you left here early for that. Where'd you go?
That was a different thing.
Just a regular parent-teacher conference because they're scheduled just in like 10-minute increments and you just sign up and get what you get. And we were late. And then you push everyone back, too. That's the other thing.
But if your kid's good, the parent-teacher conference doesn't take very long.
I would imagine. That would be how it would have gone.
Ready to prioritize yourself? Your skin is a great place to start. Dime Beauty, founded by a master esthetician, is more than just a skincare company. With 4 skin-conscious categories, skincare, beauty, body care, and fragrance, Dime offers simple, spa-worthy products that will help bring your glow back. Whether you're revitalizing your regimen with nourishing products or building one from scratch, Dime makes it easy. The Work System, our all-in-one best-selling routine, includes a cleanser of your choice, toner, serums, and moisturizers, taking the guesswork out of skincare for your healthiest, happiest skin yet. Dime's commitment to clean ingredients and sustainable packaging ensures every product is as gentle on your skin as it is on the planet. With thousands of glowing 5-star reviews and a loyal community, the results speak for themselves. Revive your skin and give yourself the routine refresh you deserve by visiting dimebeautyco.com. That's dimebeautyco.com. Your best skin awaits.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nerds! Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. Oftentimes, in fact, recently, we talk about red flags.
Yeah.
What's wrong with a person where you go, like, I cannot, ugh, they're gross.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do the opposite.
Oh, positivity?
I know.
Yeah, are you okay?
No, I'm actually not going to participate. This is all you guys.
Okay, perfect. Well, green flags are when someone does something great and it makes you want to be around them more.
What would that be like?
Oh my gosh, you're literally so... I'm gonna be mad.
I don't know that I have... Like, what do you think a green... Give me some green flags and I'll tell you if it's a green flag for me.
Well, you are always down to help without wanting anything in return.
Oh my gosh, she actually gave you one about you.
That's true. That's green flag?
Yeah. Incredibly kind of her.
You don't like hold it over someone's head.
Oh God, no.
Yeah.
I hate the quid pro quo.
Yeah.
I do. But if you do something nice for me, I will definitely have to reciprocate.
That's different.
It doesn't go the other way. Like, right. Even Steven only works if you do something for me, and then I'm like, oh, I can't owe Erica. That would drive me crazy, especially Erica. Because you know she's got a little book. She's like,
No.
A big salad.
No, I would say I do not keep track of who owes me what. If I pay
who in
for
this
something
room
for
believes
you,
that?
No, if I...
I mean, she has a fantastic memory.
No, I don't do
but
that.
But I don't think she like holds it as
I
a
just,
grudge.
I just like buy a drink for someone and I'm like, whatever.
But if you bought like four drinks in a row and then the next time you're heading up to the bar, you're going like, I wonder if Aaron's going to like... Does Aaron even have a wallet? Can she reach it with those tiny little arms?
Yeah, I mean, I probably would stop offering to keep buying them or I would send a Venmo after. But it's very different.
So then
different.
You do keep track.
That's after it's been
so
abused.
It's so different.
Okay. Do you see what I just did there?
Mm-hmm.
I turned the green flag conversation
like you
into a red
had
flag
to make this negative.
I did. That's what it's. Hello. It's my defining characteristic is my negativity.
Okay. Well.
Well, so the story that I saw was like green flags. If a guy does something,
right,
this is his green flag.
And this is a great example. When I first met my fiance,
oh my God,
he, in passing at that airport bar where we met, he just kind of said like, and I bought my condo, like just in passing. It wasn't him being like, and I bought my condo, you know? And
do you have the song Gold Digger ready to go?
Just kidding. I thought it was a green flag.
Yeah, she's a traveling friend indeed.
It's a green flag for a single man.
It's a green flag for
man.
A particular type of person. What type of person is it again?
A condo, guys. No, it's a condo. We're not talking about a mansion.
It's a little high for me.
Yeah. He wasn't like, oh yeah, I have a 10-bedroom home. And I was like, ha ha, sign me up. It was a condo.
Okay. It's still a little gold diggery.
Okay. I was just happy. No.
Should you take my money?
Forget it. No green flags. Well, so, you're a red flag.
Yeah, I am. Okay. But here's the thing. One of the things on there was like, I don't know if this is really a green flag, but it was like, if you walk into a guy's apartment, this mm-hmm. is coming from women, and mm-hmm. there are books there, it's a green flag.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially if they're like, don't have the price tag on them anymore. Or like, they're not wrapped up as a present.
Do you have books?
I do. I have books.
Are they books you've read?
I have. Yeah.
You are such
a Most
liar.
Of them.
You are such a liar. They're your wife's books.
No, they're books, but they're like basketball books. They're not like impressive.
Like
books.
I don't know if a basketball book would really be a green flag for me.
No, but they're like cool table, like coffee table books. Like he's got the Nike, I think.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I have. Big pictures.
Less reading, big pictures. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So books
I have
are
the
a green
Calvin
flag.
And Hobbes books. Is that a green flag?
I gave those to you.
They're secondhand. I'm thrifty. Is
so that you are keeping track.
Yeah.
And you know what he's giving me? Nothing. Okay. I've given him my mower. I've given him a bed.
She took my girl.
That's the gift that keeps on giving. I want that to be my ringtone for when you call me. No, when Erica calls me.
Oh,
all right, so they don't have to just be in their apartment, but like, because we always focus on the negative, mm-hmm. what is an automatic green flag? If you see a person, you can tell more in a second, what is your automatic green flag for a fellow human? 303-222-5423. You can call that number or... I'm just talking slow because I know Erica wants to talk.
I've gotten in a bad habit today of raising my
hand. No, it's fine. That's
what I need to. But okay, when you do something embarrassing, say, Aaron, you're at the store. You mm-hmm. trip or something and you spill something, whatever. The green flag of a person is if they laugh with you and they like help you rather than being like, this is so awkward. I gotta get out of here.
Wait, or you like laugh at him?
with like if I'm on the ground cracking up and Aaron walks up and is laughing and is like, oh my gosh, like saw that happen. Rather than turning and averting like running the other way.
You want me to avert. You don't want me to come up.
I just think it's a green flag to try and make that person who is uncomfortable more comfortable.
I'm just saying, if I just yard sailed in the middle of Target.
I'm going to come up and ask
no,
if you're
leave
okay.
Me be.
Yeah,
leave
I'd probably
me
ask
be.
If you're okay.
No, because I'm old and infirmed.
Yeah.
Yeah, and not if it was you. If it was you, I would run the other way. But if it was someone like you, I would definitely check on them.
Yeah, if they had nice shoes.
Take my money. I don't even care about shoes.
Okay, what about in like a movie theater or just like, I don't know, where there's just the giant lines of seats, right?
Yeah.
If someone has to get up and walk by, the person stands up to give them full room. I think that's a green flag. Rather
like
than just
concert.
Like, rather than just turning your legs to the side.
Like on an airplane.
Oh, green flag is a standard?
Is a full standard.
Can I ask you, when you're the person going by, are you crotch forward or butt forward?
Oh, that's always so uncomfortable.
Crotch forward.
Mm. Crotch towards the person?
Butt towards... crotch.
Crotch towards the stage or the theater.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're brushing butt across their mm-hmm. crotch.
Yeah. Oh. It's like a little reward. For you're a good person, I'll give you a little cake as I walk by.
Hey, she's dang, you just take out.
We're off the rails, man. We got to get it back together. I can't think of any green. Like, I don't think of
because
people.
Because you don't look and see them. Open your eyes.
No, but I mean, I'm like, what would be a green flag for me? Like as a person, I just know, like, I know you don't believe this, Erica, and maybe Tiak and Aaron don't either, but like, I'm genuinely accepting of everyone.
No, I do believe this.
But I'm constantly looking for a reason to not be.
A green flag.
No, so I'm looking for the red flags because I just don't want to get burned. But right. I'm like, no, you're cool. And
so
then it's like,
oh,
there it is. I got
up.
It. Yeah. So everything's a green flag to me until it's not. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah. You're very guarded. That's.
I'm not guarded. Like, I'm an open door, but like, I've got a baseball bat ready to like beat
but, like,
you down.
So when you first met me, you're like, this is great. This is great. Maybe we should bring her on to the show. And then, like, at any moment, though, if I messed up, you're going to be like, well, bam, there it is.
Yes.
Ooh, there it is.
TX's new role is just to add music to whatever's going on. Okay, so we need you. Do you have any?
I was going to say, and you've experienced a little bit. I'm a shoe guy. I'm a sneaker guy. And when you walk by, someone will give you the little like, hey, kind of the head nod, like, I see.
That's a green flag.
I see your shoes, and I'm like, oh.
Somebody's
like,
such a T-Hawk answer.
Yeah. It's
like a, they give you the...
Yeah, and then I go, and you, then you look down, and they've got sneakers like, on, too, and you're like, okay, I see it. You know, you have that little moment.
I feel like, Aaron, you're one of me, right? You're just a red flagger.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So if you're not...
Dream bigger, guys.
If you're not me or Aaron, and you actually look at green flags,
mm-hmm.
we'd love to hear what your green flag is. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So the rest of the room would like to hear what your green flags are. I just want to know what a green flag is.
Oh, my God.
Like, what happens? Like, little things that... Yeah.
That make you think good thoughts.
Dogs like them. Green flag.
Yeah. That is a green good flag. One. Yeah. They're good with babies. Green flag.
Mm-mm.
For someone like me, I guess.
Whose ovaries are just going wong, wong, wong,
my
wong,
ovaries
wong,
are
wong.
Like, give me
over
there now!
Anyway. Carrie?
Yay.
Yay! Yay! What's your green flag?
My green flag when I met my husband was he had really nice pots and pans. Oh. So that was a good sign for me to show that he was a good cook. And he was. He's a great cook.
And that he cared. Like, he cared that the pots and pans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you need really both? Nice.
Yes. He's
not the AHAX green flag.
He's used to a different type of pot.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, just the pot.
Yeah. Don't forget the pants.
Carrie, if you swung by and saw my hex clad, how would you feel about that?
She's married.
Maybe she's not a fanatic about it.
If you have good pots and pans, that means that you really put forth the effort. Now, I'm the griller, and he does all the good cooking in the house.
Wait, I love this.
You're the griller?
Reversed.
Yeah, I love to grill. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's a green flag. Yeah. Here's the thing that I'm liking about this. I might actually have some green flags because I do have cookware. Okay. So
your red flags get them out.
All right. I know that I have more red than green.
No, you don't.
Trust me. Antonio?
Yay.
Green flags. What's yours?
All right. So mine is, you know, when you pull up to a stoplight and the cars are all the way backed up. So when, you know, technically you're not supposed to block an intersection or a parking lot entrance. So when I'm pulling up to a light and I see people stop to allow people to come in and out of
huge green flag.
Allow the person to come in.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm wishing them good things. You're cutting.
A safe drive home, like everything.
You're cutting.
You're not.
It's a line.
No.
Wait in line, buddy.
No. He's talking about like when Bellevue's backed up right here by the apartment complex, like you leave that gap. Yes, you could suck up to the car.
Right.
But like you don't.
It's
you
so
leave
nice.
The gap.
But then they'll just turn right in front of you.
It's
now
then great.
They're cutting.
They're not.
That's
everybody's in line.
No, that is a huge red flag.
At the light.
Green flag.
You're stopped at the light anyway.
Yes. Yes. You have the green flag. T-Hack, for the first time in the history of the show, is
big
the red,
red flag.
Flag. You're.
Yeah.
They're not cutting. It's not. Can I just say
recess?
It's not your road.
Oh,
I got honked at it by somebody the other day because I did a lane change and there was plenty of room. I'm like, man, I'm like, what? It's not your lane because you were in the lane before me. It's not your lane. It's we all get to go in the lane.
Let's all just go together. Okay. No lanes.
Irina.
Yay.
What's your green flag?
Oh my gosh, I think there's nothing sexier than when a man grabs you when you're walking on the side of the road and like pushes you from upcoming traffic or people. I think that's like the.
Are you talking about a stranger? just like.
Yes. What? No, your like,
Irina,
boyfriend.
What are you talking? Like,
your guy.
No, like protecting you from a stranger, I think, is what she's saying. Not a stranger grabbing you.
Or like having kind of pulling you by the waist so you're no longer on the outside section, like you're not in the car section. You know,
man, are you talking about a stranger between you and the road?
Yeah, that's hot.
It is hot.
But are you talking about a stranger?
No, I'm talking about your boyfriend.
Your
boyfriend. Okay. Whoever you
I thought she said when a man grabs you, and I was just like, what the hell?
Grabs him.
Oh, boy.
It's not grabs. It's not grabs, everyone.
I know, but it's a bit.
Okay, so I get that. If it's somebody, you just want it just when they just can't keep their hands off of you?
It's protection. Like, yeah. What don't you understand?
I just don't understand. Side to side, as long as you're not cutting.
Slacker. Okay.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Slacker. Yeah. If you're walking with a woman, you let her walk closest to the cars on the road?
No. But I also think that's really stupid because if a car jumps the curb,
so
you're
dumb,
all going to die.
But it's kind.
Okay. It is kind, and they don't know that.
And it's sexy.
Until it happens, you can get one shot.
Thank you.
My God.
Audra.
Yay, guys.
Yay. What's your green flag?
Definitely if they have a dog. I want to be inclusive. So if it's not a dog, it's a pet or at least a houseplant.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, so it's...
Yeah.
But then you got it. Like, what if they have houseplants, but they look like crap?
Well, red flag.
Is that red?
So like a yellow flag. You've got to be able to show you can care for something other than yourself.
Mm. What about a snake?
Okay.
She did say anything alive.
No, red.
No.
Snake, ferret, frog, all out.
So if you walk into a house and there's that blue glow of terrariums...
No.
Hard pass.
I will be exiting without removing clothing.
Even if it's like turtles?
Okay. Turtles? Yeah, I don't want the man I'm dating to have turtles. Does your boyfriend have turtles?
No, but
or the guy you're seeing, whatever we're calling him.
His boyfriend.
Okay.
But I think it's fine.
I'm waiting for Tayak to jump into the Ninja Turtle song. He's just turning everything into a song right now.
Teenage Mutant.
Tanya.
Yay.
What is your green flag?
Good parenting skills in public.
Ooh.
Good parenting skills out. Always, but in public, most of all.
Mm. Yeah, I was always good in public.
I don't know. You hear some of them moms, they get down on those kids in public.
or the moms who, not to shame moms, the parents who just let their kids go berserk.
Run amok.
Yeah. And run into you and all that. Like, come on.
Look who just turned it back into red.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
We are slowly but surely pulling together the list of things to convert Erica into one of us.
Yes, Erica.
Not Erica.
I know it is a little confusing that we have a lot of era.
Is it really that confusing, though? We're very different looking.
Well, I just wanted to say we got someone saying Aaron should get Coloradified at Buck Snort Saloon Pine Company. I'm born and raised here.
Yeah, Aaron.
Yeah.
What is Buck Snort?
I've never heard of that.
I don't know.
Here's the weird thing. Wait, what am I missing?
I am going on a tangent. I'm born and raised here. I don't know what that is.
No, but that's what I was going to say. I'm a native. Like, my family went through the research, and I had pioneer plates. Like, you have to be, like, seventh generation. And some of the suggestions from people are, like...
Pioneer plates?
It's
okay. Maybe I'll learn about that.
No, you won't learn about that, because then all of a sudden they release them to the public.
You didn't have to go through all the paperwork.
Yeah. Okay. But, like, I don't know half these places. Do we have
the list.
Here's what we want you to do. Like, we're going to read a bunch of the things here, and we can debate them, and you can text in to 303-222-5423 if the things on our list are dumb,
right,
or if they're, like, awesome, or if you have more to add, and it's on all the socials as well, right?
Yes.
But the obvious ones that we know we're doing, we know we're doing Bojo's.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not BOJ.
I will do that regardless of this, whatever.
Yeah, we're just going to meet him there.
Don't care.
Yeah.
Who?
We're going to do Coors. Here's the other thing. Are you opposed to, like, I don't think we can get our crack promotions department to pull together events for all these things. But what if we just said, like, next Saturday, I don't think next Saturday.
Right, I'm actually in a wedding next Saturday.
Like, the first Saturday in June, we're going to do the Coors Tour at 9 a.m.
Mm. Right.
Anybody wants to come and hang out with us, just come.
You got to make reservations. I looked online. For the tour.
You do now?
Yeah. You kind of have always had.
Oh my God. Colorado School of Mines. Do you know, like, that was one of the things?
They gave a student discount so you could go and just, like, get a beer.
First off, the beers are free.
At where?
At Coors.
Yeah.
Could my fiance come with? He'll kill me if he doesn't come to the Coors
tour. He can come, but he just got.
I've always just showed up, and there's, like, a big corral there, and you just kind of wait for the bus.
Since
COVID.
I feel like we should try to make reservations.
Yes.
For everything.
But the other thing is, what I was going to say about Colorado School of Mines, you don't have to do the tour. When you go to the desk, you can go, I'm going to take the quick tour, which means you just go straight down to the tasting room and get your free beer.
Yep.
Mm.
And the School of Mines students just you see him walk in with their ID.
What school of mine?
It's an engineering school in Golden. Oh my God, we got a Colorado. No, do you hard?
No, that no, is wait, Erica.
Wait, wait. No, what did you just say?
It's like an engineering school.
No, you just said we got a Colorado. Do you hard? That's, I didn't like that.
Well, that's what we're doing. This is Colorado do list, and we got to do you hard. You're right. It doesn't. You're right. It doesn't.
You saying it louder doesn't help.
No. It does. Let me try it real loud. We got a Colorado do it hard. Need a little excitement.
Okay.
Okay.
You know, and you guys don't have to come to everything with me.
Oh, thank God. Oh, no, I mean, no. We'll
no,
be there.
I kind of want to go to some of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. A lot of them I haven't been to either. Like, I'm with. I think we're all in the same boat.
We did almost do a Colorado checklist for you because you wanted to be a citizen, but we're not. We've already embraced you, bro. Well, he's just, he.
T-Hack can join me.
No, but he's renouncing his Iowan-ness, but then he's also not. Because it's like, every once in a while, we'll be sitting around and was like, oh, did you see that thing with Ashton Kutcher or whatever? And he's like, you know where he's from.
I have to.
No, you don't.
I have to.
Will you promise to stop? Just say you'll stop.
Wow. He can't.
You will. Just say you will.
I will.
Okay, good. No. Before we get to all the things on the list.
Yeah.
Did you see the thing with Caitlin Clark the other day? She was on, God, what was she on?
What is this? Oh, she's from Iowa, isn't she?
Oh, okay. You knew that?
Okay.
Oh, you, oh my God, you waited long enough so someone else did it for
you. I couldn't figure out if she was from here, no. I thought maybe, and then I realized, no, she's definitely
not. It was killing
him.
He's over there like a Muppet. Like,
yeah, Des Moines.
She is amazing, though.
Okay, we have to go to Lakeside and Elitch's together.
Lakeside?
Yeah.
What's that?
Don't look it up.
Don't look it up.
Why?
It's the other amusement park. So it's like, you know how you can go to Disney and Knott's Berry Farm, and you're like, what are we doing at Knott's Berry Farm? This place sucks.
Yeah, I bet there's like a child. I keep driving past that amusement park in the middle of, I'm like, what is going on here?
Yeah, and you see the dilapidated 2x4 roller coasters that look like tombs
of death. I don't want to go on there.
Yeah, we're doing it.
I like some roller coasters, but am I going to die?
On that one? I think the last person who died was probably last season, so you're fine.
Can I?
This is a new season.
More of a severe injury, not
can I
really.
Can I put my foot down at the Ferris wheel?
No, here's the thing. I just want to say, Lakeside, you're awesome. Nobody's died there. You're fine. I was just kidding. All that was alleged and just comedy.
Oh, my God.
Pew, pew, pew. Sure. We'll do an amusement park day. Keep going.
Okay. Love that. Georgetown Loop Railroad. That's cute.
Ooh.
What's that? I did it last year when the leaves were changing colors. It's just like a little train, and you like hop on it. You go kind of over Georgetown. It's really pretty.
Georgetown is just before the tunnel that goes through the mountain up in the
Up going to Vail.
Sure. Yes. Georgetown is right there.
I drove through that moving here.
I'll tell you this. Have you done it, TX?
I have done that one, yeah.
Because you did the Santa one.
It was at Christmas. Yeah.
Oh, you did it with your kids?
Yeah.
Nice.
It was awesome.
And the gift shop just gets you, man. It's like being at Disney, man. You walk out and your kids just want to buy everything.
Yeah.
Okay, what else?
Garden of the Gods.
Where's
that's too far.
No, it's not.
Well, it's down in the Springs and it's a hike.
It's not
a
hike.
Well, you know TX out on any of that. Yeah. Look at him. He's over there sweating already.
Is it a hard hike?
No. Half of it is concrete.
Oh, great.
Yeah, you like park and then.
We're
definitely going
to
Red Rocks. That's on the. Yes.
Yep.
But when?
We don't know. We'll just maybe Teddy Swims. But that's too late. Teddy Swims is July.
Yeah.
August,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. We got to get up there before then. But we can't take her to an EDM show and get her all roofied.
Yeah, no.
MDMA'd.
Ideally not.
Yeah. We've learned that lesson.
That's why the position was over.
Wait, maybe we take her to Film on the Rocks. No,
that's
you got to go see.
That's what I was thinking, because Legally
like
Blonde is playing.
Oh, I love Legally Blonde.
There we go. Let's go.
When is that?
I don't remember.
Women support women.
Okay. So we're going to do that. Is there any more we got to get before we...
A Rockies game.
We got to go to a Rockies game.
Yeah.
That's true.
What?
Yeah.
They're the worst team in the history.
That's
part of the
fun.
Okay.
All right. If you have any better suggestion than watching our crappy teams or dying at Lakeside...
Oh, my God.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Do I look tired at all?
No. You look absolutely amazing, Slacker.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. You got a haircut. You look good.
I know what you're doing because you know I'm mad at you.
What? Me? Boss.
Wait, did T-Hack keep you up last night?
He did.
What?
There was a 3-hour period where I did not sleep last night, and it is almost all your fart. That's why I couldn't sleep, you guys. Woo!
The grumbly tumbly.
That does sound like me.
And it's also partially my daughter's fault. I don't think we talked about this on the air, but like somebody seemingly tried to break into my ex-wife's house.
Oh, right.
It was really just some people that were supposed to do work on a nearby condo, but they like rang the doorbell when my daughter was home alone, which she's almost never home alone, but she's always armed. Right?
Yeah. Right.
Right. And the attack dogs and whatnot.
Of course.
But like, then they didn't just ring the doorbell. Then they rattled the door handle. They went to the windows. They tried entering codes on the keypad. Like they desperately tried to get into the house and 911 had to be called.
Right.
Wow. That's really scary.
So yeah. I was a little bit triggered from that, but I was also triggered because you had an incident of your own recently and you haven't stopped talking about it.
So nonchalantly.
The latter incident.
Oh, yes, of course.
So as yes. I went to bed.
Wait, can he share with the class one more time yeah. what the ladders were?
My wife came home from picking up my son and there was two ladders, one going up to our roof and then one on the roof up to like the second roof.
Sure.
I get paid to say roof.
Okay.
And so there were just two. So I tried to move them and it had a bike lock around it. It was like locked to our house.
But instead of calling anyone, the authorities or anything, you're like, I guess there's just ladders on my house now.
Yeah. Like, this is just here. How we live.
Ta-da! We're a ladder house. Yay.
Yeah. I knew the one on top of the roof was like, somebody's coming to do work. Or it's got to be that. Because what?
But you didn't verify. It's your house.
You didn't ask for work to be done. So if I came home and there were ladders, it's like, you have the wrong house.
Look, if someone wants to do work on my house, who am I to stop them?
What are they gonna do?
Who cares?
It's like a helipad on top of your condo?
Perhaps, yeah. Like, maybe then you'd come over.
No, I would not. So then, fast forward.
I would not.
3 a.m. last night. I hear.
What?
That's all I hear.
It's just
hear
one.
One thud. And ooh. I you're awake, and I'm like, where was that thud? It wasn't in my room. I knew it wasn't in my room. Because sometimes, do you ever leave a remote on your bed or anything?
Yeah.
And then you kick it off and then you're like.
And your kids were not with you last night.
No kids, no dogs.
Oh, no dogs.
No nothing. So one thud. So I laid there and I'm like,
Do I get up and face the intruder?
What do you do?
Oh, no. I don't know. I
do you have a weapon? And I don't mean you don't have to be a gun.
Of course, I have a weapon.
You
yes.
Have, what, your
these guns, baby.
No, I am defenseless.
No, I mean everybody's got something.
Got it on me right now.
Well, okay, I guess everybody but me.
You have a right to bear these arms.
Do you have a dowel? Like I for
a
the longest
dowel?
Like the dowel of my armoire, an old armoire, like the thing you hang the clothes on. You know what a dowel is?
Yeah,
what do you think a dowel
would
was?
That do?
It's like it's that. A, it's you hit somebody.
Yeah, I was thinking like a craft dowel.
Oh, that really no, thin?
What? Like you do a craft
like
with.
Like a thin
yeah.
one.
No.
We get the dowels and the pipe cleaners and maybe we can convince them.
Look, I need a little spoon.
Yeah.
No. No.
Okay.
Like, yeah, you don't have, like you have something, right?
I have a bat for sure. Yeah.
And is it close?
Yeah, it is.
So when you hear, do you grab the bat?
I would. Yeah, I have before. There's been times where I have before. Like, there was one time where I came down and my door, front door was just kind of open.
What? Sorry.
And so
it's Ladder Boy. What is he doing? I wonder if someone's going to come in and do work.
And who am I to stop him?
Close it? Like, did you just go, well?
I closed it. I did a lap with the bat. And there was nothing. It just didn't like close all the way. And
you
then
are
the
most nonchalant person. This is another reason why I don't like it.
Why?
That's so nonchalant.
I got
to do a lap.
Well, I got to lock in at that point. It's like, what am I going to do? If someone's in here, I got to deal with it. Like, you lock in. It's just like, you got to do it. It's terrifying, but what else am I going to do? It's my family's in there.
Okay.
Could not be me.
Then I just laid there. No dowel. No, I do have a gun, which I'm going to tell you this. I think you're probably not much of a gun person.
Not much.
But I will tell you, when you have kids, you're going to get a gun. I think you might get a gun.
We have one
kids.
At home.
Okay, good. Okay, it's just one of those things.
You have a kid?
We just left the front door open.
More like a squatter.
Anyway, so I decide I'm just going to go back to sleep. And about 15 minutes later, does anybody know what happens?
One thump.
No, no, no. Did your water heater break?
No. Oh. It's a brand new water heater.
That's the second ladder hitting the house.
Oh, no.
I'm going to tell you right now, that's exactly why I'm mad at you. Because that's all I can picture. I'm like, that's the sound of some kind of metal or something hitting the side of my house or hitting a window.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, what? All I can picture is there's just people with ladders all the way around my house. And it was 100%
your
fault.
Well, it's going to take them forever because your house is so big.
Yeah. Facts. So now I'm army crawling through my house.
No, you're not. Okay.
Do you put clothes on first?
I did not.
Were you fully nude?
No, I don't sleep nude.
Okay.
Well, once you, like, I used to, but like when you have kids and even though they weren't there, I'm not like.
You got to get nude to fight an intruder.
I didn't need to ask. You're right.
Well, no, but it's one of those things where like TX still does, I think. No, you stopped.
I stopped because once my kid could get out of bed.
Because they come in and you're like, Dad, I'm sick. And you jump out of bed and you're just like, hello, eye contact.
Yeah, no, I'm
what's
really
up?
Sick.
What are we doing? It's a weird, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so army crawling, not nude.
And I get downstairs.
What?
I'm on my living room floor, crawling around.
You have cameras in there.
Yep.
Do you have?
Nope.
Ah, come on.
No.
One more sound.
Again? A third ladder?
Upstairs.
Oh.
I have a little balcony off my little loft area. And I'm like, it's up. Somebody's on my loft. Somebody's put a ladder up on my loft.
They climbed up.
And they're just occasionally tapping my window.
And what was it?
I have an umbrella up there and it was the wind.
Okay.
The wind was blowing.
I shot it.
Shot it 47 times.
Ready to prioritize yourself? Your skin is a great place to start. Dime Beauty, founded by a master esthetician, is more than just a skincare company. With four skin-conscious categories, skincare, beauty, body care, and fragrance, Dime offers simple, spa-worthy products that will help bring your glow back. Whether you're revitalizing your regimen with nourishing products or building one from scratch, Dime makes it easy. The Work System, our all-in-one best-selling routine, includes a cleanser of your choice, toner, serums, and moisturizers, taking the guesswork out of skincare for your healthiest, happiest skin yet. Dime's commitment to clean ingredients and sustainable packaging ensures every product is as gentle on your skin as it is on the planet. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews and a loyal community, the results speak for themselves. Revive your skin and give yourself the routine refresh you deserve by visiting dimebeautyco.com. That's dimebeautyco.com. Your best skin awaits.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Did we come up with a title for the Diddy thing, or is it just Diddy Dirt?
There was a texter that suggested Diddly Squat, aka Diddy Sh. I kind of like that one.
Diddly Squat?
But it's not Diddly, it's Diddy.
I know, but who cares about his name? He's a POS.
Yeah.
He does change
now. You say S?
I can't say it twice in one break.
Okay. So, do the questions that I have for the group, do we need a theme song?
No.
No, absolutely not.
So, because that's glorifying it too much?
It feels wrong.
It does? Okay.
So unless we just play Cassie's Me and You to give her support. Mm.
I love that.
It's me and you.
No.
With all the problems in the real world.
No.
Diddy don't care.
How did you guys...
We can just repurpose it.
Yeah, we got this.
Okay.
Okay, so Diddy Dirt, and if there's nothing happening, we won't do a Diddy Dirt. So I don't think there's a ton happening today. Cassie's still there.
She's
right?
on cross examination.
Okay.
Like kind of right now where it's just ending.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then what else? I've read that they, like, I don't know how you guys are seeing the videos. I have not sought them out. I genuinely
have not
don't.
Sought them out either as well.
But Erica watched the full 15 minute
no,
thing.
No, I did not watch the full 15. I watched parts of the 15 because it was so disturbing.
Okay.
Oh.
But full 15 is released?
It's on, it looked like it was like on New York Post, which means it's probably on TMZ.
Yeah, they're wild boys over at TMZ. Yeah. They'll put anything up.
You know me, and I love to tangent a good section of the show. It's not New York Post, but it's New York Times. My 60 plus day streak ended today. I was not able to get today's Wordle. I want everybody to know.
RIP.
RIP.
I'm really sorry.
Anyway.
I didn't get it either.
You didn't?
Mm-mm.
Let's go in the other room and talk about it after we're done, Diddy.
Please. I'll try to get it after this.
Yeah,
yes, we're done talking about Diddy.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I almost said it.
I have an inflatable pool in our office full
Stop!
Of baby oil. You and me can just like get in it and talk about Wordle. okay, so what else is... What? I'm trying to have a get-together later to watch the Nuggets game.
And you're including baby oil?
I included it in the invite.
Also, I don't think any of us got the invite.
Yeah.
HR issues. I like. Yeah. These are people who already have ironclad NDAs signed with me.
And so I know not to bring my own oil.
Is there really nothing else to say for today? I mean, this is the world's shortest Diddy update. Then.
They went over more text messages and emails.
But did you see the thing? And I mean, this would have to happen. Have any of you guys actually been on a jury?
No.
How far did you get?
Was there that murder?
I got to the very end. Like I had to.
Like you were voir dired and all the stuff. That's when they ask you the questions.
Hey, you're using big
really
words.
Big words. That's
why
I don't
you
understand.
Were not put on the jury.
Right.
Are you like? Did you not?
I think I was asked.
Law and Order and stuff. Like you didn't live for those shows.
I'm just not really a law kind of girl.
Okay. Here's my deal. Like I couldn't decide if like the case that I was supposed to be on was a stealing case and it wasn't that good. But like one of my girlfriends right after the divorce, like got on like a serious sexual assault case. And she was sequestered for like 5 days.
Wow. That's my nightmare.
And it's kind of a huge deal. But like you,
I'm sorry. What that does that mean? You like stay? What does sequestered
mean? You don't go
home. Oh, at all?
Yeah. When you're sequestered, you get they get you a hotel. Your meals are paid for and stuff. Jury duty is a joke, man. You don't make. What do you make? Like $50 a day or something?
Maybe less.
Yeah, but like your employer can't fire you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So maybe we should get on jury duty.
I want it. Yeah. I truly want it.
Because of your civic duty, or you're just a crime nerd?
Both.
Okay.
So she was sequestered. I interrupted you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then like they ended up, it was really like, I'm conflating two different stories, but I'll just get to it. Like this person, one of the people that I know that was on a jury for sexual assault is related to one of the most famous sexual assault cases in the country.
Yeah.
And found the guy innocent. And it was one of those things where I'm like, how did she do that? How did you go in there and go, even though this has happened to somebody that I love, it didn't happen in this case.
Yeah, that's...
And they were like, there's just not enough.
Wow.
Do you think that these jurors, It's a hard word to say. The jurors.
You have so many words that hang you up.
Yeah, well, for the Diddy case, do you think that they're sequestered?
Not yet. They might have to if the media coverage gets bigger, because this is what I was going to say about it. Like, none of us have actually been a juror. But like, if they're showing them those freak off videos, how do you not already go, this guy's guilty?
Right.
Right.
Like, mm-hmm.
Once you watch that, somebody said that like the jurors looked shocked
at the photos.
They are
such.
Currently not sequestered.
Wow.
But like the second you watch it, you don't. I know that's not, he's not being accused of having crazy relations parties.
Right.
The crime is something else. But like, once you see what a freaky deaky dude is, how do you find him innocent of anything? Do you know what I mean? Or I guess you don't find him innocent. He just is innocent.
Until T-Hack started.
No, I know. People hate T-Hack for taking Diddy's side.
No, he didn't hate
him. He did. He was like, oh my God, guys, he's innocent.
Oh my God.
Exactly what I said. I think that's weird. Like the character stuff, it's because I've never been a part of a trial or a jury or anything. I find it weird. It's like, aren't we looking at this crime and did it happen? Why are we like, well, let's talk to a teacher.
Which we are. And like, he's being, some of the charges are sex trafficking. They're saying that. Cassie was being sex trafficked because she was not consenting.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, but I'm talking generally. There's a lot of character. Like, they're a character witness. They're a character, and they speak to his character. And it's like, that's not, character's not legal
character
or illegal.
Yeah. Bad.
Yeah. Very bad.
Yeah.
All right. So if you'd like to hate on Tiak, it's 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
If you're one of those people who hates wedding talk, buckle up, buttercup. Listen, Erica is getting married.
Yes.
I sure am.
But it's also the season of weddings, so weddings are going to come up on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's not Erica taking the show over and being like, we're only going to talk about the thing that I'm doing. It's like, it's wedding season.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, like, I just read a story that it's no longer gauche. It's gauche. No longer gauche.
I don't, never heard of that.
You've never heard the word gauche?
Is that like not chill?
Kind of.
Okay. Yeah. It's like tacky.
Yeah.
Right?
No longer. Did you want me to say it that way? You want me,
to
dumb it down for you?
Sometimes slacker can be kind of gauche.
Lacking ease or grace, unsophisticated, and socially awkward. Yeah, you are pretty gauche.
The Slacker Show. I feel like we just created a promo for the show. It's no longer socially unacceptable or tacky to propose at somebody else's wedding.
Disagree.
I'll just read the headline. Mm-hmm. It's become a social norm, proposing during someone else's wedding. Social norm.
Can I just say, there are 364 other days of the year.
Yeah, but are there 364 other days of the year where you're surrounded by all the people you'd want there anyway to do the...
Why do you want a bunch of people there? Getting engaged...
See,
also, it's your friend's parents and family there.
But what if it was like your sister?
That's bad.
But worse.
News. Oh yeah.
But I mean, because then
her
it's
day.
Like look,
it's
my
not mine.
Aunts, uncles, like everybody's here. Like I am against it. But if people are saying it's no longer gauche, tacky, whatever.
Right.
It's no longer the Slacker Show.
then I'm all for it. Like if we're changing societal norms, like we talked about this the other day, like if we're no longer saying I vow to obey, like we've all agreed that's dumb.
Yeah.
You don't say that.
Right.
Then now
that's
like,
different though.
But it's not.
Because it's also more common now to have, what do they call them? Like quiet proposals where no one's doing the massive
Jumbotron or the
Jumbotron, the flash mob. It's all like bride and groom or fiance, whatever, just together by themselves.
Or boyfriend.
Wow. Yeah. Is that because everyone's proposaled out from prom already? Like they've already had the big things and they're like
We're just so used to these viral videos. It's like, I want it to just be us.
Yeah.
This is the
but
start of
us. But do you want
us.
It still traditional where he gets down on one knee and then you?
Yeah. And keep that hard 90 degree with the knees.
My fiance said he practiced that, by the way.
Good on him.
Trying to like keep his back straight.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he said he was very worried about that because I was talking about it at one point.
That's a thing? I've never heard that before.
Oh, yeah.
So what, are you doing lunges or doing prisoner get-ups or different exercises?
Any posture.
Posture. I don't want you half on your knees, slunched over. Like, stand up tall to me.
I'm asking you to spend the rest of your life with me, and all you're looking at is my posture. Yeah.
No, can I be so real? In the moment, you have no idea what their posture is like. But then you, like, we had a video of the moment, and that's the moment I knew he was proposing. And like,
he started a video?
He flew my best friend out, but it was my birthday, so I was like, whatever. And then he said to her, will you take a video? And I went,
oh, wow.
Why did he say just a picture, dude?
Well, she was already taking pictures of us, but he knew I wanted a video.
But if he should have told her ahead of time to just flip to video. Don't say that out loud. That's it's okay. Like the scavenger hunt.
It was actually really cute, though. I didn't hate it. It's not like the scavenger hunt. It didn't take one whole day.
No,
for the
but
video
either way, like
happen.
Once you go, hey, here's your first clue. It's like, well, I know I'm getting engaged at the end. Can we just skip to that? And as soon as he said,
can you take a video? And then, by the way, he's on his knee. Like, he turned and dropped his knee so fast. Yeah.
I had somebody, I don't remember, it was like an acquaintance, kind of a distant, far, somebody I really didn't like, but like, they recently got engaged. Wait. And like,
is it me?
He got down on one knee, then she got down with him.
Why are you talking about me like this?
Yeah. How did her posture look? Like,
she was just all slumped over. She was like,
ruins the moment.
Why did you get down? Like,
here's the thing. I love that.
No, why did you get down?
I honestly think that I would do that.
Yes. Do you understand what it's like to get proposed to, boys? No, you wouldn't. And I'm sorry for that.
I've done some proposing in my day.
Well, then maybe your ex-wives didn't love you that much. Because I was so shocked that like my instinct was to drop down to like be eye level with him.
But you know what's happened. Like, you just described how you want his posture to be good for the picture and everything. And then you did the thing that destroys the whole. It should
be.
It's
not destroying it. It's, I'm coming down to your level. We are together.
But then he's got to lay down.
I got to get lower. You're on the pedestal.
Oh, my gosh.
Get up there.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I know rent's out of control, but don't do what this guy did.
Okay.
And I've got a story that'll really make you think twice before going shopping here.
I'm so scared.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
This story is out of Louisiana.
Louisiana.
New Orleans.
You guys are going to feel so
give
weird.
Give me some gumbo and some etouffee.
What was the last thing you asked for?
Etouffee. It's another like jambalaya.
Oh, there's
gumbo.
A lot of words happening today that you're using.
I know
you're
struggling. You're on the struggle bus.
Right. Okay.
All right.
Well, this man in Louisiana decided that he would like to pleasure himself.
Mm. Oh,
the problem is.
I heard they do that down there in Louisiana.
You know what, boys? Do whatever you wish.
Yeah.
In your homes.
Oh. He wasn't at home when he decided.
A little bit confused, and he was shopping at Lowe's, so it looked like his home, right? It looked like the inside of the home.
Yeah, it's very.
I love those display things in there.
Well, he went into one
kitchen.
You could go through the doors, and you're like, here I am again. Well, the problem is, he went into a shed, and he was caught pleasuring himself, and he was arrested on Mother's Day of all days to be doing this. What's happening at Lowe's that he's like, I gotta go in there and get this done?
That lumber smells real nice.
I mean, he closed the door.
Yeah. 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 It's a she shed.
It's a he shed, that's for sure.
Okay. All right, so he's going to jail. That's illegal then.
He's absolutely going to jail, and he claimed, well, I was just watching YouTube. Oh, and he was fully naked.
Okay. Let's cancel our Saturday plans. It is illegal.
Maybe Home Depot. Maybe it's more legal at the depot. Where doers get more done.
Stop that.
Stop.
My story's out of Las Vegas.
Dang it! What?
There's a different song that you could have gone with.
Viva!
Yeah, I don't know what just happened there. Okay.
There was a man living in Las Vegas. He was upset about his rent getting raised.
Rent's too damn high!
Yeah, as we can all agree. Yep. He was a 66-year-old man. He thought about, you know, maybe I'll talk to the landlord. Maybe I'll work out a payment plan or
that's
something.
Yeah.
He said, or I'll go with option C. I'll burn the place down.
Oh, yeah, no, that's an option.
So
that raises the rent typically.
Yeah, he said, and I'm before that, I'm going to get drunk.
Oh.
So he had a bottle of whiskey.
Okay.
He poured some lighter fluid outside and he lit the building on fire. He really did it.
He did for real?
Put his stuff inside?
It's unclear.
Was he trying to get renter's insurance?
What?
Like, I think he was just angry that they raised the rent, so he said, now no one will pay rent.
Okay.
Cops arrived at the scene, and they located him. He was still drunk, holding a bottle of whiskey and lighter paint. He had everything on him.
All right, so they knew it was him, and he's going.
Yeah, he's in jail, charged with arson.
And now he's homeless.
Yeah, $20,000 bail. So.
Okay.
We could go get him.
He could, yeah. He wants to live in a shed, though, if you know what I'm saying.
I know what happens in the shed.
Okay.
All right. Eric is not going to love this, but go ahead.
Those are all the stupid people we can find.
No.
For today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
Nine.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.